On this day in 1519, a Renaissance man who was way ahead of his time and whose work changed the world, he died on this day. Let's get started. Well, what in the world is a Renaissance man? You know, it's important to understand the Renaissance as a background to American history. Before the Renaissance, people were stuck in a feudal system. There wasn't much, if any, upward mobility for the common people. You were stuck in whatever class you were born in, which was pretty bad if you were a serf. People were seen as part of a great top-down system, a large corporation, and in whichever class you were born, that was it. Just go with it. It was God-ordained, many taught. Well, then came the Renaissance. The Renaissance is characterized by a revival of interest in all aspects of life on this planet. Ancient learning was revived, trade increased, and cities grew. And you can't keep people down when trade increases, I'll tell you. As a result of that trade, individuals began to shine out on their own, especially because of trade. More people were freed from the feudal chains. Now, the best example of a Renaissance man is Leonardo da Vinci. He was born in Florence, Italy in 1452, and his talents became apparent at a very young age. As a young boy, he loved to study nature. He also had a very kind heart, and it was demonstrated in this little event. He would buy birds in the marketplace just so he could let them go and watch them fly away. That's pretty neat. And he loved to stroll along the Arno River to study the sky and the snow-capped mountains. It seems like everything captured his interest, and he wanted to know everything he could about just about everything. Now, Leonardo was extremely talented. He was a painter, a sculptor, an architect, chemist, geologist, musician, mechanic, engineer, inventor, and scientist. What a list. Now, that is an impressive list, isn't it? But there's more to it. He didn't just learn how to do those things or dabble in them. He pioneered those areas. Leonardo was ahead of his time. It's been said that he knew 100 years earlier what Galileo and Newton would learn later. And one writer put it this way: his scientific imagination outran scientific discovery and his ability to convey what he knew to others. In other words, he was so smart he couldn't explain it to anyone because they weren't up to snuff. Well, at 35, he went to work for the Duke of Milan, and he built his famous great bronze horse. It was praised at that time as the greatest piece of sculpture since the time of Phidias. He also engineered a canal for the Duke. Now, the outlook of the times is usually reflected in its art. For instance, before the Renaissance, most art didn't portray individual features. After all, everyone was just part of this big corporation, right? So individual features weren't depicted in these drawings. But with the Renaissance, paintings of individuals with detailed features were created, and Leonardo pioneered the way. The techniques Leonardo used for the Mona Lisa and the Last Supper are groundbreaking in the art world, and he thought long and hard about how to portray those faces. Now, just stare at those paintings for a while and you'll get an education. Just stare at them. I love staring at the Mona Lisa, especially. Now, his works showed us how men can excel when freed from the bondage of feudalism. This individual spirit is what inspired the Protestant Reformation, the Age of Discovery, and the principles of this era made America what it is today, what it was at the beginning, a society where human talent is free to develop itself unhindered by unjust and artificial laws. Now, Leonardo encapsulated that principle in his famous fable about a razor. Look it up. You can read it. The moral of the story is basically this: you can have no dominion greater or less than over yourself. And truly, that's what inspires prosperity. That's what inspires creativity. Truly, a new world emerged with the Renaissance and Renaissance men like Leonardo da Vinci.